and you.
8:32, and we check in with Little Dixie Regional Libraries.
Good morning. Best day of the week.
Rachel Grimm, Taylor Beckett will be... They're much more relaxed this morning than they will be 1 week from today.
Yeah, next week will be a wild. But you know what? Today's a lovely day.
It is.
The sun is shining. The birds are chirping.
It's not... That is fake news, Rachel Grimm.
A bunny hopped across our sidewalk as we left today.
All right.
It's really rainy. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Rain is good for crops.
That is true. Amen.
So we'll take it.
Amen.
1 week from today, you got a big old hootenanny, don't you?
A hootenanny. I'm going to call it a hootenanny from now on. That is lovely. Yes, we are super excited. Did you know that 2019 marks the 115th anniversary of the library being in continuous operation? 115 years. So we started building the library in 1902. It opened its doors. The Moberly Public Library opened its doors in 1904, and we have been in continuous use since then. So we had this huge remodel, the last year and a half we've been talking about it. We have new furniture. So we thought we would have a big old birthday party. We want to invite everybody to come in to celebrate our 115th birthday, in addition to seeing all of our remodel stuff. So it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful event, and we hope that everybody comes.
It only seemed like the remodel project lasted 115 years.
It only seemed like it, but oh my goodness, each day was an adventure.
I haven't asked you, was that the original building 115 years
yes.
ago?
Yes, uh-huh, yep, 115 years. So the city of Moberly wrote to Andrew Carnegie and asked for money to help, and Andrew Carnegie had built all these libraries, and so he said, absolutely, but you guys need to pay 10%. And so I think that originally the library was planned to be built for like $15,000, and the city of Moberly was going to pay $1,500. But by the time the building was finished, the price, you know how everything always goes above budget. And so the price of the actual building, I think, was about $20,000. And so the Moberly city had to pay $2,000. So the original Moberly Library building, which you can still see standing, uh-huh. I mean, we still use it today, actually cost the city of Moberly about $2,000.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but then the other edition. The
other edition was like almost $2 million, I think.
And where, what, mm-hmm. you, what
1994.
Time? 1994.
Uh-huh, yep. There had been a church there. Was it the Church of Science that had been next door to the library? I apologize.
I was here, obviously.
Yeah.
Why don't I remember that?
Yeah, but there had been a church, and that the library bought that property, and the building was tore down, and so then it doubled the size of the library.
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely doubled the size of the library, and that was in 1994. And then this is the biggest thing we've done to the library since 1994. So, you know, we've had a lot of people like, oh, I don't think the library needs to be updated and stuff. Well, you know, when you consider that, like 1994, it wasn't last year. It was a little
that
bit.
That is as old as I am.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I mean, you'd have almost a 30-year-old on your hands if that was a person. Mm-hmm. So we're really tickled. And, you know, 115 years in this kind of a community, that's a huge achievement. I mean, we're really proud. We've had our doors open for 115 straight years. Like, we've not closed down. There's not ever been a concern about closing down. Moberly's been a wonderful community. They always support us. And we love our patrons, and we want to do anything. And I think it kind of speaks to a little bit of how we've adapted to our patrons. Because, you know, 115 years ago, the needs of the patrons then had a lot different than the needs of the patrons now. And so we've been able to adapt and overcome, and it's been wonderful. So please come next Thursday, August 29th, from 4:30 to 6:30. Everybody is welcome. There's going to be stuff for everybody. There's going to be lots of food. So please come and, like, don't have us be eating cookies for weeks. So please come and see us. And I'm really excited to announce that Robin Westfall, she's the Missouri State Librarian, she's going to be coming and speaking probably about 4:30, 4:45. And she's going to be coming to speak about how important libraries are, how important the Moberly Library is to the community. And she's just an all-around really cool person. And so you can hear about kind of what libraries are doing in the state of Missouri and how important they are. So Robin Westfall is going to be here. We're going to have some city officials coming with a proclamation. And then there's going to be all kinds of food and birthday. There's going to be giveaways. I buried the lead. There's going to be giveaways. I have some really cool popular fiction books that we're going to give away. We're going to give away some gift cards. So please come. Enjoy the day. And we want to see you. And lots of food. Cookies, cake, little roll-up things. It's going
to
be awesome.
Okay. 4:30 to 6:30. Mm-hmm. You can come and go. Do you know roughly in that time span when the program portion?
It's going to be probably about 4:30 because
right
I want to make sure.
Near the start?
Yeah, right near the start. But it's going to be just an open house. And so we're going to have the building open to everybody. So if you don't get off work until 6 and you still want to come by and get a cookie and to see all the library staff and enjoy the day, then, you know, we're going to be open and we want to see you.
Okay. It'll be a big old celebration, and hopefully you'll make plans to attend, and especially if you haven't been to the library.
Absolutely.
This is a chance to check out your Moberly Library and see what it's all about.
Absolutely. 100%. I completely agree. And I forgot to mention that it's actually going to be a Moberly Chamber of Commerce After Hours event as well. So, chamber members, please come see us. It's going to be a great evening, and we're really tickled to be partnering with the Chamber of Commerce on this event.
Okay, so kind of a after hours,
yeah,
birthday celebration.
We're throwing it all together.
Open house renovation project unveiling.
Yeah. Come sit on some new furniture, eat a cookie, and meet some new people.
All going to be packed into 2 hours. Very good. Okay, so put it on your calendar for next Thursday.
Absolutely.
And then you're going to be so wore out, you're not going to go to work Friday.
That is true. It just so happened that on the August 30th, that Friday, we're going to be closed for a training event. So we're going to have training for library staff that day. So we will not be open. None of the branches will be open. So please mark your calendars. This will be a great time to go to your library on Thursday, get your books while we're doing our party. And then Friday we will be closed. And then just a reminder that Saturday and Monday we're going to be closed for Labor Day holiday. Okay. So we close down the weekend of Labor Day every year, just like we do for the weekend of Memorial Day. So that Saturday and Monday, we will be closed as well. Mm-hmm. Can you believe it's Labor Day already?
Summer zipped on by.
It really did. Yeah,
football is here. And
70-degree
weather already is here today.
Yeah, that's true.
Taylor, you're quiet.
I know. I'm sorry.
Well, but you're going to be fired up Saturday because you got a service Saturday.
Yeah.
What is service Saturday?
Yeah, so service
Saturday.
You're
going to serve?
Yes, we're going to serve our communities.
All right. Very good.
So this is a new thing that we're going to try to be doing more often with the young adults, with our teens. So the first one that we're going to be doing is this coming Saturday from 10 to 12. And we are going to be using some of our leftover materials from summer reading to make some pet toys for the Humane Society. So we'll be making some cute little cardboard mice for the cats and some catnip toys and some rolled up tubes for the rabbits and the gerbils and those kinds of things. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. I think the kids are going to be excited. Some of them have already been talking about how they can't wait to come in and do it. This actually came from the Moberly area teens. This was something they requested over the summer, so I'm very proud of all of them, and we can't wait to get started with it.
I've seen the kids' room now at the library.
What do you think?
Is that going to be in the kids' room?
This will be in the programming room.
Oh, I've seen that
downstairs.
Too.
Yes.
I did a tour.
I gave Brad a tour of the Moberly Library this past Monday, and it was wonderful. I was so excited to see Brad.
I did need to see it. It was good.
It was cool.
I needed to get over there. Well, thank you. No, you were a very, very good tour guide.
Yay.
So the programming room,
which
is on the lower level.
Mm-hmm. On the lower level.
Yeah, I'm more educated now. then what do you make the toys and whatever, and then somebody's going to, do you deliver them Saturday, or you'll deliver them another day then?
Yep, so... probably Saturday, maybe Monday morning, depending on how my day goes. I will be running down to Columbia, the Mid-Missouri Humane Society office, to deliver those there. I talked to them a couple weeks ago about it, and they are very excited to be able to get these from us. I think it's going to be a great opportunity.
Well, kids like making things, but when do you know it's going for a good cause?
That always helps.
They already, I'm sure, are fired up about that. Okay, service Saturday, 10 till noon, geared toward kids of any particular age?
You know, as long as you can handle working with, like, cardboard scissors, so grown-ups, we're going to have some heavy-duty scissors. Please don't bring kids who will cut themselves.
Got it.
But other than that, pretty much everybody's welcome.
All right. The Madison Bookmarks are meeting today.
They are. We're really excited about that.
We are excited about that.
2 o'clock today.
That's one of
mine. All right. So the open house 1 week from today, 4:30 to 6:30.
Please come. It's going to be a great event. Meet some people and get a library card. If you don't have a library card, come see us. You can come meet me. I'm sure everybody's wonderful, like completely thrilled with my voice. But you can come meet me. I will be there.
And if you're accident prone and you're worried that you're going to spill something on the new carpet.
Do not worry because we have state guards.
You've already had some major cleanups.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And we've already got a new carpet cleaner. So, like, I am very, very crazy.
We're not encouraging spills.
No.
But we don't want it to keep you from coming to the event.
I am crazy about the carpet right now. Like,
I like it.
When I graduated high school, if I would have told you that in, you know, X number of years, I would be so worried about roofs and carpets, I would have been like, psh, no. But now I'm just like, oh, my goodness, every rain, I'm worried. And
You have matured.
I have. It's kind of a sad thing, though. Adulting is hard, Brad.
Yeah.
It's hard.
I don't know. It's, I kind of like this age. I'm kind of getting into the 50s.
I don't know. I'm still... Ugh.
Maybe by the time we're there, we'll have settled into adulting,
too. I
don't
know. I hope so.
All right. Well, we hope a big crowd comes out next to that. And, oh, by the way, the quick spotlight shining on the library.
We've
got interviews starting Sunday.
Yes, it was super exciting. So, please.
So, we'll give you the radio tour. All right. Well, thanks for dropping by.
Thank you, Brad.
Thank you.
Taylor and Rachel joining us on Quick Slam this morning. We're going to find out what's happening at the Ethel Harvest Jubilee coming up.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel.